Well, Andrew Hegarty, what's the game plan for the final day?
At this point, I'm not sure. I think I'm more nervous today than I was on Friday. But fingers crossed, we'll keep it calm and make no mistakes and get to the finish. That's the plan.
And three stages to be done twice, and great stages.
Good stages. I like the stages. Except, not so sure about Glenn back to front, but the other two, happy enough with those.
Great. Liam Doherty, been there, done that, but a few tweaking with the stages this time round. It'll make it interesting.
Definitely will, Chris. We've changed it around now. I've done Fannin, I suppose, both ways, and Glenn both ways, but probably prefer Glenn the way they would normally do it, you know. We're not really in contention for the class anymore, but we will have a wee push today, and we know them, I suppose, a lot better than some of the other boys. Over 20 years doing them now, so kind of showing the age now, Chris, but we will have a wee cut at them today and see what happens. We had a couple of wee altercations with the scenery yesterday evening, but sure, that's the way it is in rallying.
Seamus Hegarty, tell me your thoughts as you prepare for these final six stages.
Well, I'm hoping to get finished. We were here 2 years ago, but I didn't get round. Went off on an attic drive, but on that now, I hope to get finished today, get her home, and she's a wee bit in bad looking shape, but we'll make it.
So you've had a few mishaps so far?
Well, we're in a field on Friday for 15 minutes, and I forgot to thank all the people that helped me out, a man with a tractor and a chain, so we're very lucky to be here, glad to be here, and that's just it. No, part of Donegal, been here, so all or nothing.
Exactly, and you can see it in all the stages. Oh, if somebody has a little incident, there's so much support so quickly.
Yeah, well, I thought it was a very nice gesture down at CB Signs. They were giving out water and wee biscuits. No, that's nice. No, just it's good for Donegal, and it just shows that they're glad to have the rally here. So, and they're lucky, lucky to have it. Like that's kind of.
And great to see big crowds out in the stages.
Yeah, big crowd yesterday. Big crowd in Cairnhull. It's my home state, so it's nice and nice to see people out waving, and makes you feel good.
Liam McIntyre, you've made it to the third day, which of course is part of the plan. So, how does things go from here?
That's the thing, Chris. You're just starting to think, right, we're getting into it now. Do we keep doing what we're doing and maybe bring up the pace a little bit more? But then you're getting that a little bit closer to the finish, and the finish here would be very special for me, first time doing the event. So we'll just play it by ear.
And you're driving the Evo 9. How's it going?
The Evo 9 is going very well. It's been ran by R317 Motorsport, and they've given me a great setup car, and it's good. It's a great experience. My first time in this car, so hopefully it'll not be my last.
And you can see here down at Park Fermi, a great camaraderie ship between all the crews.
Yeah, there always is, and everybody tries to get, if anybody else is having problems, we always try to get them going and stuff. And this event is just so special compared to some other events that everyone really wants to get the finish here. Like.
Dermot Friel, you're on board with Roy Baldrick, who has done plenty of rallies over the years. You're a little bit newer to the game.
Oh, I'm a bit newer. It's only my first time out, so I am enjoying it. Hopefully we get to the end now, so I'm looking forward to the day. So
you're in the Talbot Sunbeam, which is probably one of the older cars in the National, but you've been going well.
I've been going well. It's not really an old Sunbeam now. They're all really modern machinery now, so no, it's going good. As long as we make it to the end now, we'll be happy.
Yeah, well, Roy told us yesterday that if you look at the car, there's been quite a lot done to it over the years, sort of from the original.
Oh, there's definitely a lot of changes to them now. Like it's they're all sequential boxes and big engines in them now. There's no wee dog boxes in them anymore. So no, as long as it keeps all together now, we'll be happy.
Any particular stage you're really looking forward to today?
Looking forward to Fannin now. It'll be very fast today, so looking forward to getting over. As long as we get over Fannin, over Tyloch, we'll be going hard over there. So now looking forward to going over Tyloch and getting around Glen too. So now we're looking forward to Fannin definitely anyway. So.
Colette Rooney, you're in the junior category up from Sligo. Looking forward to this afternoon?
Yeah, it should be good now. They're challenging stages, but iconic, so it'll be good to get a run over them now. So looking forward to it, yeah.
Anyone in particular you're looking forward to?
Fannin, I think, looks nice, yeah. It's long and it's a lot in it, but it's nice and fast and flowing in a lot of places, so.
So what's the plan? How hard are you going to push it?
I'm just hoping for a finish, to be honest, today. I've had a few incidents the last few rallies, so I'll be taking it handy enough now. First run over anyways and see how we go, get back into it.
Sean Brogan, looking forward to the final six stages in the rally. What are you looking forward to most on the final day?
I'll be looking forward to the lane this morning. Try and get a good run over it. And the rest of them's fairly good too, so with a good recce in them, see what happens just.
So how have things gone so far?
Friday wasn't a great day, and we went out in the last stage and we're back in rally two yesterday. We started to get going on it yesterday evening, so try and continue it on now the day.
All about getting the experience, getting around the stages, and it'll all stand you for other years as well.
Aye, hopefully just get the miles in now and get it running next year again.
Great to see so many people out there, and there's a great spirit you can see amongst all the crews as well.
Aye, it's good now. It's good cracking. Everybody's helpful, and it's good now. It's definitely good.
Christopher Boyce, you're getting ready to go out in the final six stages. Firstly, how have things gone so far over the weekend?
We've gone all right. We've a nice steady run, no hassle, no dramas, and we're just trying to get round now to the finish, and six stages to go now, and hopefully everything will go well for us, and try and get through to this evening now. It'll be a big achievement for us.
And how has Civic been going?
Civic's going very well now, no bother so far, and we're just enjoying it. The weather's making it worthwhile.
And by all accounts, talking to everybody, you know, this is well up there in terms of the great rallies.
Oh, it's the best so far now. The weather, I think, really makes it. And then there's a lot of spectators out there. And from our point of view, they seem very well behaved. And they seem to listen to the marshals. And I have to just thank the marshals well for the work they're doing over the weekend. It's brilliant altogether.
Now, the Fannett Head stage, the first one today, and it's been reversed. So that's going to test people.
It's going to test us. The last time we done that way, we kind of landed a bit on our side. So we have to be very careful over Fannett this time. I've got warned.
So ultimately looking forward to getting back to that finishing ramp at the Mount Errigal.
Yeah, just love to just get through the day now and get back in this evening and get a finish, hopefully.